Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under a fig tree? You will see greater things than these. Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In this dialogue that Jesus has with that sincere Israelite, type of disciple he wants to see in every one of us. No duplicity, no pretension, no faking, no going through the motions, no even just living according to routine, but true faith. Jesus says that Nathanael will see far greater things than Jesus revealing that he had seen him under a fig tree. And doubtless, when he was under that fig tree, he was praying about the Messiah coming. And that's what led him to this explosion just after what seemed to be a fact. But Jesus said to him, "You'll see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." So we mark today the feast of the great archangels, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. We can summarize their action by this image that Jesus gives, that they ascend and that they descend. They ascend to God's throne, where they're constantly praising and serving God. It's their principal function. It's the principal aspect of any creature's life, to give glory to God. But there's a second function. It's to descend, to come down, to serve us in God's name, just like they were serving the Lord Jesus. So if we're going to celebrate this feast well, we need to learn from them how to both ascend and descend, to let them do their service and to learn from them our double service. First, ascension. We prayed several times in the responsorial psalm today, "In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, Lord." That the angels want to help us to rise on up in order to sing the Lord's praises, to keep our focus really on God's throne and God's glory. We prayed, "I'll give you thanks, O Lord, with all my heart. If you have heard the words of my mouth, in the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple and give thanks to your name." The angels seek to help us to do that here in this world, and they want to help us to be able to do it together with them forever around God's eternal throne in glory. But we need to allow them to do their work. The second thing is they descend. They come down from God's throne out of love for us and out of love for what God loves, namely us. And they have a mission here in this world, precisely to guide us, precisely to inform us and to defend us. At the beginning of this Mass, we cite the Archangel Gabriel and his words, as we see over here in this great banner. "The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary." Gabriel was the one who brought God's message. The Archangel Raphael was the one who accompanied Tobias in his marriage, or his engagement to Sarah and his preparation for marriage. He wants to guide us. Michael is our great defender, to whom we finish every Mass with a great exclamation point. They're coming down here to serve us in all three of these ways. Gabriel's name means the strength of God. He wants to fill us with the power of God's holy word. Raphael means medicine of God. He wants to fill us with God's healing power. At the beginning of the Mass, in that Confiteor, a lot of the times we don't ponder what we're saying because it's become so routine for us. But we call on all the angels and saints to pray for us to the Lord our God. Pray for us for mercy. Pray for us for that medicine. Raphael wants to give us something far greater than healing of cataracts, like we see him do in this case of Raguel in the book of Tobit. He wants to take away our spiritual cataracts so that we can truly see God, love Him personally and in others. And Michael is that great defender, the one who was like God is what his name means. And like God, he wants to defend us from the evil one as we pray at the end of every Our Father. It's key for us to let them do that service. Gabriel wants to help us to recognize our vocation in God's plan. He wants to announce the word of God to us and have us respond like Our Lady did. Whole reason why God sent an archangel whose name was Strength of God to Mary is because, as we remember, she, even though she was sinless, was afraid. God wants to fill us with that same strength for our vocation so that we're not intimidated when God calls us to be saints. Just got an email from a parishioner who said that when they read my column in the Anchor about the upcoming beatification this weekend of Sister Miriam Teresa Demjanovic and how the whole church exists to make saints, that's the whole reason why we're here. This person said that her family members started to mock, these are Catholics, by the way, mock the whole call toward sanctity. And to make fun of her because she's taken her faith more seriously, as if the church is supposed to just be a social club. We've got to be strengthened by the word of the Lord to remember precisely who we are, because it ain't going to be easy to live our vocation, as Mary herself recognized. Second, that great medicine. What is the greatest of all medicines that Raphael wishes to bring us? He wishes to bring us the medicine of immortality, which is Jesus Christ Himself. Wants to heal us, allow us to be healed from the inside. And Michael obviously wants to defend us. In this first reading, we saw what Michael did in the book of Revelation. There was a huge battle taking place. Michael and his angels against the dragon and his angels. Michael threw them down to earth, and all the devils were thrown down with Satan. At the end of every Mass, we turn to St. Michael and we say, St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. You be our protection against the devils and his angel, the devil and his angel. We're asking that God rebuke the angels through Michael. He still wants to defend us. Then we go on, asking him to do something even greater than what we see in the book of Revelation. Here, he threw them down from heaven to earth. We're asking that through him, God throw the devil and his angels down from earth to hell. By the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking man's ruin. When we celebrate a feast like this, it opens us up not only to the presence of this supernaturally good, the angels, but also the supernaturally evil. They both exist. Every time we pray that prayer, which was given to us by Pope Leo XIII in 1886 and was prayed after every single Mass all the way through 1964 when it became optional, because Pope Leo XIII was one of the most learned men ever to assume the throne of Peter. He recognized that there were forces and principalities out there that most of us were unaware of, and they were wreaking havoc on the world. We started praying it here again because they're still wreaking havoc in our parish, in our city, in our world. And we're going to pray it. And a lot of the younger priests are bringing it back because we've seen the destruction that's happened when we're unaware. We've got to become more and more alert to the fact that we have enemies far worse than ISIS terrorists out there, who prowl like roaring lions seeking to devour us. Are we aware of it? And do we use the supernatural means to battle? At the very end of this reading from the book of Revelation, when after Satan and his angels were cast down from heaven to earth, there was a song in heaven, the words of which we need to pay very close attention to, because they're going to indicate to us precisely how we are going to assist Michael and the other archangels to defeat the devil. You remember what it said? Now have salvation and power come, the kingdom of our God and the authority of His anointed. His anointed is Jesus, you know. The accuser of our brothers is cast out, who accuses them night and day before God. Tomorrow we're going to start hearing the book of Job, and we're going to see the work of that accuser who hates us. How'd they conquer him? They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. Three things. They defeated the evil one by the blood of the Lamb, by all Jesus Himself did, which we have a chance to receive here in Holy Communion and be bathed with in baptism and in confession. That's the way first we defeat the devil. If we're not going to confession, we're being defeated by the devil. Second, by the word of their testimony. They defeat by the word of God that we've enfleshed and then proclaim. If we're not really living by the word of God, hanging on its every word, we're going to be vulnerable where Jesus wasn't. Remember what happened in the trifold temptations in the desert. Satan was misinterpreting Scripture, using it against us. And Jesus knew sacred Scripture well enough that he was able not to be deceived, and he was able to use it back to defend himself. Tomorrow we're going to be celebrating the feast of St. Jerome, the great biblical translator and the patron saint of all scriptural studies. It's an opportunity for us to focus, what is the role of the Word of God in my life? If we're not constantly growing so that we know that Word of God better than we know anything else in life, then we're going to be vulnerable to the temptations of the devil. And we may not defeat him. We may be defeated by him. That's why I'll ask you for the 5,442nd time, try to make it to the Bible study on Wednesday night. I promise you, you won't be worse off for the struggle. And third, love for life did not deter them from death. The devil's greatest weapon is to try to make us love our life in this world in such a way that we won't die to ourselves in order to allow Christ to live. If we're not willing to die, we've got our price. So many people have betrayed the Lord, not in ordinary things, but when the going gets tough and somebody says, deny Jesus, step on his image, urinate on the crucifix, or I will kill you, or I will kill your family member. That's the time that if we value our life in this world more than we value God and eternal life, that the devil will get us. The devil will get us. And once we become squeamish with regard to that, then our price goes down. And we'll start to sell out just because we don't want to suffer. We'll start to sell out for smaller things. The only way that we're going to be able to be strong in the face of the devil and in the face of his greatest temptations is when we're not afraid to die, knowing that once we die, if we die together in the Lord, we will be living forever in glory. But we have to really grasp that. They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, because love for life did not deter them from death. Every time we come to Mass, the great archangels whom we fed today want to help us to do this. It's here that the Archangel Gabriel, through the Church, continues to strengthen us by the word of the testimony of all those the Holy Spirit has inspired. It's here that we share in Christ's triumph by receiving His body, blood, soul, and divinity on the inside, Raphael's great medicine of immortality. And it's here that we receive protection, not protection from death in this world necessarily, but from protection from the eternal death, what sacred scripture calls the second death. Michael wants to defend us from the true death, but in order for us to receive that protection, we need to be willing to die to ourselves, die to this worldly existence, so that Christ will live. And every time we say Amen at Holy Communion, that's what we're saying. May I decrease, Lord, so that your life might increase in me. May I die together with you so that you might rise within me. Today, through the intercession of Gabriel, Raphael, and Michael, may we receive this message, this medicine, and this defense, so that we might, in the presence of the angels, praise God forever. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.